This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
In the continuing effort to make sure you hear from all voices, we get every mayoral candidate in here. And one of the most prominent names, it'd be hard to argue, is Willie Wilson. Mr. Wilson joins us now. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Nice to see you. Thanks for coming over.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the thing. I don't think anybody could argue about the good that you do for the community. You spend a lot of your own money. You're out there. What's the motivation to do this?
We're doing it for 30 years.
But I'm talking about running for mayor because you already have the business success. You're already helping people. Why mayor?
Well, life is about helping other people. And we look, mayors in Chicago just looking for fairness, equality in all 7-7 community. It's not happening. So one community is successful and the other is being poor and left out the equation. So, you know, you can make so much money for yourself, and we do. We give it away. You know, but if we can help others make more, better living, then that's what life's for.
You know, there's the poor black folks, poor brown folks, and a lot of poor white folks, too.
Yeah, yeah. But that's why we have them, all of them. And when we pay taxes and get people out of jail, one requirement is making sure that it reflects all nationality.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Wilson, I'm interested because a lot of people who have the kind of money that you have will endorse candidates. They'll get behind different candidates who may see eye to eye with whoever's giving them the money. Why not do that? Why not get involved with someone who's more of an established politician who's been involved with the Democratic Party here in the city of Chicago? Why skip that whole process and run yourself?
Well, we've done that down through the years. I voted 98% time Democrat. If you look at the Democratic records and things like that, mm-hmm. congressman, president, alderman, I've donated money to them. But come to find out that I'm a businessman, all right? These politicians today take people money and buy people turkeys and everything else. You know, they need investigation, all right? They crooks. I'm just telling you, plan out. I'm going to call it like it is because I don't know no better.
What are you going to do about the aldermen? The aldermen, we got scandal amongst the aldermen. We got aldermen claiming we're a family, we don't talk. We keep our problems quiet, which is complete BS. What are you going to do to fix the aldermen?
Well, you know, we brought about 12 a couple of weeks ago to City Hall and did a press conference. You know, getting new aldermen to run for office, mm-hmm. you know, and different nationalities that we brought in. I think you need to throw them all out. I just look, 90% of them, I say 95% of them have not been fair to its citizen in Chicago. I'm sick of it and tired of it. And people raise taxes. They run for office and get elected into the office they ran for, mm-hmm. and then still getting paid for running for another job. In corporate, you'd be
Can't
out of your butt, you know?
Can't do it.
But they're not going to change. A lot of those aldermen are going to get reelected, and if you become mayor of Chicago, you'll have to work with the city council. How would you do that if the voters say, these are the people who are going to represent me?
Well, let me correct you one thing. Not if, it's when. All right.
Okay, sir.
All right. Listen, I made June 16th, 70 years old, okay? I've never have failed not once in my life for the things that my heart desired to get. You know, it just take negotiation. I work with Republican, I work with Democrat, I work with anybody whose heart is right for the people. I don't care what you label them. I don't care what color you are, all right? We make sure we do it. It's about negotiating fair. Everybody got to win something, you know, because each community is different. You know, downtown, it might be picking up the garbage, you know. In the suburban, it might be sleeping on the street. In the south side, west side, Inglewood and Lundale. Up north, it may be just trying to stop somebody from selling stuff on the street or anything. All right. So you have to relate to different one, and you still must take then come to a conclusion that everybody must win, because every neighborhood is different. In business, that's what I do. In business, I'm on a lot of board. All right. So if we got 11 people, and four of them say no, I don't bring that to a vote. I stop, get with them one on one, and work it out.
Try to figure out what the no is.
Well, without a doubt, because somebody feel that they don't lost, mm-hmm. you still got issue. You got to have enough common sense. You know,
well, there's a serious lack of common sense in politics. I don't know if you heard. So you're a small town Louisiana kid. You saw plenty of racism growing up. I have no doubt.
Yeah.
This is a city that struggles with race relations, like most big cities do. How do you fix it? Short term, mid term, long term.
No, you start out the right way. First thing I would do when I get in the office the first day as mayor would get a bill passed that all 7-7 community equality reflect job and contracts to all communities.
How do you balance that out?
Well, what you do, you take the tax dollars that are paid into it, the federal dollars that came into it, making sure you have a community base, the representatives there, that they get their fair share back within those communities. And that's how you start it out. You know, but you don't just take from this community or that community, give it to another community, because then you begin to create violent and things like that because of resources. And by the way, I would not add more police officer.
Oh, you wouldn't?
I would not add more police officers to the city of Chicago. Instead of doing that, put the contracting job into the community, just like you take $8.5 billion and put it in O'Hare.
Would you give them a new headquarters and then the tools that they say they need?
Well, you have to start a training program. You just can't say do a job if you don't know how to be a bricklayer. But you have to take them work with the union.
It's more than the bricks.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know all these different jobs and things like that. If you gave the poor community today $2 or $3 billion, for example, right, wouldn't be able to do it because we don't have the trade, all right? But you know what? Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, gave me an opportunity. I only had a seventh grade education, all right, picking cotton, sharecropper.
Sure.
Didn't have the experience. But he gave me opportunity. We trained and trained. We ended up not only sweeping mopping floor, only 5 McDonald's, 9 owned an international company because we learned to trade.
The international company, the medical supply biz?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you know, TV show and everything else, too. But so you take training.
Well, what did Ray Kroc see in you?
Well, he told me this here. I was honest to him. I said, I have 7th grade education. I worked 10 years, 5 of those years without a day off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had my... my respect, my integrity, and those things of that nature. And we wanted the opportunity to prove that we can run a business. And he said, you know what? He said, well, look, I didn't finish school myself. You know? He said, we see the goodness in you. He said, come on. And we got the first McDonald's. Less than 2.5 years, we had 5.
And he wasn't going to give you another chance if you didn't get it going the first one.
Well, it was easy for me because I work hard. We're trying to make a living.
Right.
It wasn't ever thinking about me would be in business.
Failure wasn't an option, though.
No, it's no option. It's still no option today.
Willie Wilson's here and wants to be the next Chicago mayor. The website is for the campaign is what?
WillieWilsonForMayor.com.
All right. We'll come back, talk more in a second.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Dr. Willie Wilson is here and has accomplished an awful lot in his life. And we've seen a lot and now wants to do it. Wants to be mayor. Justin.
You know, that we've seen quite a couple months when it comes to police and minority communities and the relationship between the two. We saw with the Jason Van Dyke trial, mm-hmm. and even the officers, the 3 officers as well. What would you do as mayor to deal with the police and the fractured relationship the police have with minority communities?
Well, we know that existed. Today, the police officer stopped me today, in particular, the all-white police, and I'm going to get nervous myself. I was stopped and I was in the wrong because one day I got stopped. I was had the phone in my hand.
Right.
And you can't move when you
sure.
Die. So the police stopped me and I put my hand up there and I said, "He's can I see your eyes?" And I said, "Yeah, I moved my hand off the steering wheel." He said, "Yes." I said, "Well, can you look over here?" He said, "Well, I know who you are. So go ahead on." I said, "Okay, thank you, sir."
But you handled it the right way.
You're absolutely right. But what needs to be done, we all know that race exists, white, black, Latin. It exists, all right? But I think a lot of it is communication. But what I would do would put 4 superintendents of police, divide the city in 4 segments, put African-American, white, Latina, and the other in those positions. I will hold them accountable for making sure that the ranks in the police officer from A to Z reflect its population, you know, job, contract, you know, promotion, mm-hmm. and we'll make sure it's balanced out. But we also put a separate, independent, a team together that represent those particular community. So to make sure, oversee it, make sure that they get what they're supposed to get.
So the citizens would oversee those commissioners or work hand-in-hand with them? Who's in charge, in other words?
It'll be both. At the end of the day, they have to report to me.
Sure.
All right? But the citizen that oversee, that represent those particular community, mm-hmm. would have input. They'll work with and also they have input. Because it's somebody making sure that, look, and for example, in homicide, mm-hmm. you don't have no minority in homicide. All right? So we got to make sure that is integrated the right way. We got to make sure the
I don't even know what the percentages are. Is it almost completely white?
Yeah. No doubt about
is that
it.
Right?
99%. You know, I get the other 1%.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, you need to have people of all colors.
Absolutely right. And we're lacking that. Integrate the police cars, mm-hmm. you know, so you can begin to talk and communicate with one another, you know.
Yeah.
The position, set them at the desk together. We need integration, not segregation.
What about the, because I hear this from a lot of white folks who say, why am I a racist? Why isn't it racist for black folks to assume I'm a racist?
Well, you know what? There are some black people and some white people, too, are raised and don't even know they're racist because of how they were raised up, you know, in their family. It's kind of like my religion. I'm Christian. But if somebody's going to try to change me to another religion, that ain't going to happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if I'm able to set and open the doors, then I begin to listen to them, and then I begin to understand.
But don't both sides need to be more open-minded?
Yes, they do. But that's why I would integrate the police cars and the whole police department, mm-hmm. as well as the city of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Wilson, you have said, you know, you don't believe in raising property taxes or taxes in any form. How, you know, in 2020, the next mayor is going to have a fiscal cliff. Pensions are going to spike through. Here comes all the payments that are due. How in a Willie Wilson administration would you handle the fiscal cliff that's coming up?
Well, that's going to be pretty easy for me as a business person. Number one, we're not going to solve it day one. All right, I'm going to be honest. I would not lie to the citizens of Chicago to get voted. That ain't gonna happen. All right? But here's what we gotta take and do. You gotta manage the budget. Case in point. All right? You got, let's say, $10 billion budget. All right? $7 billion that in payroll. Compared to San Francisco and the other places, like $3 billion. All right? You can't run no business with 75% of your business payroll. All right. Besides just the casino that I talked about and tax marijuana, mm-hmm. and open Meg Field need to be opened back up. All right. And we'll do that as well. All right. So but you need more than that. You need managing budget. All right. So you got to make sure that $1 billion in terms of paying out money for police brutality, when you bring them all together, you're going to save some there. Right. You get rid of red light camera that on the poor people, you know, more poor people got tickets to ride bicycles. All right? But you got to make sure you lower the taxes to bring the business in. Look, when you raise taxes higher, they go to Indiana and buy gasoline. All right? They might go to Walmart. They buy the eggs and more stuff over there. They go to Indiana. They go to Texas. They go to Tennessee. The business ran out of the city. Lower them taxes. And then you bring more international business in here, as well as local U.S. business. If Indiana can do it, Texas can do it, Arkansas can do it, create these businesses and unemployment down there, we're the Midwest, you know? But that's how you do it.
I said to Governor Rauner when he was running, I said, what are you going to do when people start saying no to you? Because of all Governor Rauner's success as a businessman. I said, politics are different because you're going to have people look at you and they're going to say no. And they don't have to suffer the repercussions of you being the boss because depending on who they are, they could have equal footing with you politically. What are you going to do when people say no? What do you do when people say no to you?
Well, ever since I was born in the world, Jim Crow Day, they've been saying no, you know.
But you're a smart guy. Look, you didn't get where you've gotten today without being a smart, confident guy. If I'm working for you and I come to you and I go, you're wrong, you're just wrong, what do you do with that information?
I accept the fact to investigate and see why I'm wrong.
Okay.
And if I'm wrong, we'll get it together. You know. But one thing you have to say about me, I'm compassionate. I believe in people first. You know, I believe in fairness.
Well, we need a little more of that, don't we?
Well, check my record. These other politicians talking about what they going to do, I said check my record, what I've already done.
Well said.
All right. And
well
by the said. Way, by the way, these crooks, the other politicians, every one of them have taken money from somebody else that already bought. I've used my own money.
How much of your own money are you willing to spend?
Whatever.
Because I always thought J.B. Pritzker, at some point, he's got to go home and look at his wife and go, it's up to $200 million. And at some point, you got to have a conversation. Really? $200 million? The job pays $200,000. How much are we going to spend? How much are you willing to spend?
Whatever it takes.
Because so far, this mayor's race has been a bargain.
Well, I only spent so far. I don't even know what I spent. Maybe a million and two or three or something like that. But I'm probably going to spend, in the next 2 weeks, another $300,000 or $400,000. But look, Chicago been good to me. I owe it back.
Well, you've been good to Chicago, too.
Yeah, but you know, when I just had my McDonald's, it was the people who was on welfare spent their check at McDonald's. I owe it to them.
Sure.
You know, and so I'm going to pay it back so much as I possibly can. So, but I'm not going to die a rich man. I'm not going to die with $15, $20 million.
Can't take it with you.
No, but if I die, I'm going to die enough to take care of my family.
Sure.
All right.
I get that.
Yeah. Look, my company does a day from 20 cents per hour I did to $62 million a year in business, roughly. I give 99.99% of money that I make bottom line. To the community. People down Wacker Drive right here now ain't got nothing, no place to live. I can't pass them by without giving them some money.
Yeah, and homelessness is a big problem, as you know. All right, before we let you go, again, the website is?
WillieWilsonForMayor.com.
Do you even know? I don't even know if you know this. In breaking news this morning, GOP endorsement of your campaign?
Yes, I'm proud. Look, I'm proud of it. You're talking about how you work with people, all right?
The Republicans say you're the man.
Well, hey, I'm the man for all citizens, Republican or Democratic, you know? But I do believe liberty is justice for all. I'm a firm believer in that. They have endorsed me. There's more going to do the same thing. But I didn't ask for it or seek it, but I welcome it because there are smart Democratic, smart Republican, smart others as well. We got to embrace the fact is that we're not always right. It's not about party. It's not about Democrat against Republican, police against a citizen. It's about we all coming together that make this city and this country a better world.
What's the best thing on the McDonald's menu?
Big Mac.
I'm a double cheeseburger guy.
I know you're Big Mac. But the Egg McMuffin.
Oh,
Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin is the greatest creation ever.
There's a guy I used to work with here who said the double cheeseburger ought to be its own food group. I'm telling you. There's something about the double cheeseburger.
It didn't have enough demand.
And what are you doing with McDonald's, by the way? What's the secret of the McDonald's Coke product? Because the Diet Coke from McDonald's and the Coke from McDonald's, best you can get. You got some magic ingredient going in there?
Well, that's Coca-Cola do that. You know, we got to be on the front line serving those customers. Like, when you walk in there, you're going to get out of there less than 30 seconds. You come to that counter a minute.
Quality control.
Quality control and caring about people. That's what made it success.
Willie Wilson, it's an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you all for having us.
Good luck
us.
The rest of the way. Now, we'll be talking again, but good luck the rest of the way.
But I want y'all to promise me one thing. I want you to consider. I want y'all to vote for me.
Well, you can ask. Thanks for coming over. I appreciate
it. Thank you.